This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast which shows how a common language is in fact quite rare. F, four panelists, Anthony from England, Liz from Scotland, Kathy from Oregon, Dan in Massachusetts, me, Glenn, in Washington State. Well, the name Pants is in the title. That means something different in America than your trousers in the United Kingdom. It has frequently caused laughs all the time. And when I've been in England, which I was recently, I feel like the word pants has lost its strict meaning. So what are pants? What are pants to people?
Underwear.
Always underwear?
Well, yes. Some manufacturers will call trousers, especially for women, I've noticed this becoming more common, they'll call them pants as part of the product name. But if you say, you know, hand me my pants to any British person, they will assume you mean underwear.
I looked at every opportunity you have to say laugh. That.
I remember growing up and just reading stuff online, well, basically fan fiction online, where they would use pants instead of trousers because they're Americans writing it. And I would always, you know, I didn't know for many years there was a difference, and I would always end up very confused and also sort of weirded out by them.
Wondering why they were all walking around half naked.
Yeah, it was very strange in context, but it didn't occur to me, oh, the words are different.
So is pants a generic term for underwear of a non-gendered kind, like, it just means underwear. It's not specifically related to one gender or the other.
Yeah.
I think it can be used. I think it was, for me at least, it was more male than female for a while, but now it's just...
Lots of subcategories, you know, the boxers, panties, sure. You know, that sort of thing, but they all fall under pants as a generic.
Okay, yeah. Because we would go to the breakdown as well, but like we would classify them all as underwear, I think. I think that's the only...
So many letters.
It's true.
So undies,
you can say undies if you're feeling...
We live in the world of Twitter now. We have to
say the people who stick an extra I in aluminium.
I wonder if there's been a gender merging thing.
Pants is a wonderful pejorative.
That's what I was going to say. I definitely hear that a lot.
It has become... I'm not entirely sure when it started being used like that, but it's a fairly... You know, if you say that is pants, just meaning dreadful.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I've heard that a bunch on the British stuff that I listen to or watch.
Well, it's clean. Well, here, so I wonder
no one in the US would ever say, that is underwear.
But I wonder if there's a gender merging thing
similar
that's
similar to
happened.
Liz, it took me years when I used to watch Dave Letterman, like, occasionally used to get broadcast
Worldwide
late at night. And Worldwide Pants. And for years, I was like, that's a very, you know, that's a rather risque name for your corporation.
So naughty.
We had trousers in the logo. Well, so here, I think there's a gender merging thing that happened on both sides of the Atlantic. Because I think when I was younger, when you said underwear, it went male underwear. And women's underwear was always panties or was not referred to at all. And I wonder if there's been a merge so that a more generic term has encompassed all genders of underwear.
In my lifetime, I felt like underwear was pretty gender inspecific.
Interesting.
I mean, you would never refer to men's underwear as panties, but underwear as a catch-all always struck me as
the panties.
Okay, but Kathy and Dan, did you grow up with them also being called, if it was male underwear, underpants?
Yes.
So yeah, just to confuse the UK contingent.
Because you put them under your pants.
We call them underpants as well. Yeah.
Really?
See, if you said underpants instead of just pants, you know, we know exactly what you mean.
Well, we would
but
too.
If you called them underpants, then surely they went under your pants.
Great. Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's not confusing at all.
Pantaloni.
It's only when you say pants.
Wait, do you wear underpants, pants, and then trousers? How many layers you got going on?
Under trousers.
No, they're just different types of pant.
It's interesting, but we use the word trousers. We use the word trousers also, but I'm thinking, it's what kind of things do we call trousers? It's often like it's a very specific kind of
like
pant.
Dressy.
I think it's
pants.
Yeah, I mean, pants.
And even there, it's not. I don't think it's nearly as common as it used to be.
That's
right. I would say most people do not refer. Most people do not use the word trousers. I would say in the U.S.,
right.
I don't think that is very commonly used. I mean, everyone would know what you meant by it. But in common colloquial English, it's very rarely used.
See, that's a shame, because another turn of phrase we have over here is for when somebody trousers something, meaning generally nefariously stealing something and putting it in their pocket and running away. People who embezzle or, you know, con are said to have trousered the proceeds and scarpered, you know? So you can't do that.
Oh,
God, I love the word scarf really so much, by the way.
Although, just, you know, when you pants, you can pants someone here, though, and that's pulling down their pants to expose their underpants in a nasty way.
Yes, that is indeed true. You can also drop trow.
Right.
Which is just to pull down your own pants, generally.
What kind of country are you? We don't have a word for pulling somebody's trousers down around their ankle.
Is that an American thing, then?
Oh, God, I hate to say it, but probably.
Yeah, we've passed.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I mean, the same with a wedgie. Do you guys do wedgies?
Oh, wait. Pull them up? No, we don't, but I know I learned it for that from American television, but I didn't realize that the dropping trow thing, we didn't actually have that because, you know, I learned a lot of stuff from television.
Not to say that it never happens over here, but we don't have a word for it.
Right.
Well, I didn't actually know that.
Not commonly.
Because I wasn't aware that I
How can you
up
complain about
American
somebody
telly.
Doing something to you if you don't have a word for it?
What would we complain? We don't do wedgies.
Did you say somebody pulled my pants down?
So people, so
England, my trousers.
So nobody
pulled my trousers down.
Nobody pulled
each other in the other.
Nobody pulls your trousers up or down against your will in England, is what you're saying, or Scotland.
Yeah,
that's what we
I'm
have
saying.
A word
you have
for.
A lot more
Absolutely,
respect
yes,
for
that
other
never
people.
Happens.
Never happens.
That's fascinating. No. Well, it's pants when someone pants them. So,
yeah. And I mean, granted, you know, a pants is obviously here a broad term that encompasses everything from jeans to khakis to, you know, dress pants. Like all of those things would be under the heading
and shorts.
Of pants.
Short, oh, yeah. So short, that's one to wanted to ask about. So shorts or underwear? So what are shorts?
No, shorts here are I don't know, what do you call, them short trousers? Short trousers?
Yeah.
No, we just call them shorts.
Okay, you do call them shorts. Okay.
We don't really classify shorts as, they're not really a subdivision of trousers.
Oh, you guys
they're
have
a thing unto themselves.
Also, you don't have a lot of opportunities to wear them.
Right.
Yeah, have you seen today? It's actually boiling and my face is melting.
Oh, no.
But, shorts. So you call shorts shorts. That's not.
We wear short shorts. Everyone wears
short shorts.
Are you,
is something
are you talking
else.
About the underwear style of shorts, like boxer shorts?
No, we would call them
shorts too.
No, I mean, he's
same...
talking about that. I'm confused.
Oh.
I didn't know. I just thought shorts was an American word for underwear.
No, it's short. It's cut off. You know, it's trousers that only go down to your thigh or knees.
Yeah, no, that's ours as well. Okay,
so what do you guys call boxer shorts?
They are called, I think that you will hear them referred to as shorts, but generally boxers, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. Right.
And occasionally, so it's usually a boxers versus briefs thing for men's, and occasionally, I mean, I guess women's underwear, there are briefs as well. Not as commonly, I think.
I don't think we'd never call them just shorts over here because people would assume you mean outerwear shorts.
I see. Mm. Do you have short shorts there, though? That's the important part.
Yeah, but they're just
who wears
shorts.
Short shorts?
We all wear short shorts.
Different kind of shorts.
Yeah.
There's a famous
capris,
song.
Or yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've now shortly addressed this question. Thank you, everybody.
In short,